Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need your help though, and because we're on digital platforms and we get reproduced on digital platforms, you have an opportunity to share. Those of you who follow us know how outraged you should be about Ukraine, Biden, gas, oil, all the crap that's gone on, not to mention stolen elections and everything else. People need to know. And the reason the country is not inflamed is because they don't know. When Biden lies before the camera, oh, we've got 9,000 oil leases. That's a bold-faced lie. And let me tell you, folks, if we could get to other people, he would get shouted down every time he went somewhere. I mean, and the whole administration would. But we need the sound of marching feet. We have to do this now. So please share this far and wide. Thank you for putting up with my rant on this, but this is so important. It really is. Hey, I hate to beat the dead horse, but are you really prepped? Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, communication. Are you really prepped? Because if you're not, you know, you're going to live to regret the day and you're almost out of time. If we go to war, you're out of time. Some of the storable food companies are being bought up by the government. And I'm not going to mention who they are right now, but the MPS is not. In fact, I don't even know if they've been approached, but they would not sell out to the government. The second thing is you got hyperinflation. The gas is only going to get worse with the new oil deals that are in place, and we're looking at $300 a barrel. Bob Griswold and I were talking about that today. $300 a barrel, folks. I don't know what that translates into, but it could be $15, $20 for a gallon of gas. But let me tell you, the breakdown point is $12 a gallon of gas. This is what the economists tell me. When that happens, you can't afford to buy anything. This is your last chance, I believe, for a while to get storable food. You go to preparewithdave.com. You get 25-year shelf life. I've tasted it. I could live on this. And particularly if you're hungry, you could live on about anything. But this is well-balanced meals, 2,000 calories a day. And they have specials. They have not raised their prices, which is incredible. Can your local restaurant say that? So they've not raised prices. And as a consequence, you're going to save a hell of a lot of money. It's a hedge against inflation. And then also, too, besides going to preparewithdave.com, you need water. You need water filtration. The first act of war that Putin will commit against the United States will not be a nuclear missile. It'll be a cyber grid takedown. He'll be taking out as much command and control as he can. And that'll mean you're going to have a hard time getting water. You may have to scavenge. You may need, let me put it this way. Three water filters is what each family should have. Three. If you have a family of four, you should have four. And the reason I say that is because you may have to all scavenge on the same day. Lakes, ponds, streams, swimming pools, whatever. You're going to have to do this, but you can't drink it. And you say, well, I got a 50-gallon drum. Well, so do I. And I know how to treat it. But the bottom line is, I don't trust it. And I would treat that water, too. So you're going to need a good water filter. The Alexa Pro Pure Filter is really, really good. They have comparative research when you go to the site waterwithdave.com, and they got a sale, and they have not raised their prices. So you got the food, preparewithdave.com. You got the water, waterwithdave.com. Listen to me, and listen to me carefully. You're running out of time. The inflation rate last month, when you factor in gas and food, was 16.3%. Next month, when you factor these in, I guarantee we're going to be over 20%. At no time during the Depression did we have those numbers. We are in uncharted territory. You need to learn to be on your own. These bastards in this administration left 9,000 Americans behind in Afghanistan. They rescued nobody from Ukraine. They care about nobody but themselves. And Tulsi Gabbard said today, and I don't agree with Tulsi, she's a false flag conservative now, but I agree with one thing. She said, they're telling America to go F yourself. Totally agree with her. So get your food, get your water, get prepared today. And Doug and I have the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we have the same philosophy. We want you to be informed because we want to help you survive. And honestly, the people who are now escaping Ukraine, they should have gone a month ago. Should have. And they perish for a lack of knowledge. We don't want that to happen to you. Doug, welcome to the show. And gee, I wish we had something to talk about.
Well, maybe we can talk about weather.
Well, the Denver Broncos got a good quarterback today. They got Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks. They go, yeah, baby, yeah. Now, listen, NFL for me stands not for long because it's a woke league and I hate woke leagues. But I grew up being a Bronco fan, so I'm happy for my friends that still watch the games, even though I don't. But, yeah, we'll do the sports report. We'll talk about why you play cover two when you're expecting play action. Okay, let's get down to business. Enough of that crap.
Well, you know, I if I'm going to watch the NFL, I like to go back in time and watch Dick Butkus try to rip people's heads off.
Amen.
So, you know, that's my fancy.
Amen.
But, hey, man, you know, the wussification of America and America being led by weak men is what brought us to where we are today. This is why we look like we do now. This is why nobody takes us serious. This is why Russia invaded Ukraine, and there was no buffer zone. There was no strategic response. There was no NATO response or UN response. He just rolled in and did whatever in the hell he wanted. Now, interesting to note, have we worked in correspondence with Ukraine? Yes, we have. But who have we worked with? If you look, and I'm gonna pull up the article, and ladies and gentlemen, coming right there along with me, I want you to look up the Azov Battalion, ASOV mm-hmm. Battalion. All right. So let's pull this up real quick, and let's just see who is supporting the Azov Battalion and what's going on with them. Because, you know, it sounds like just a regular nomenclature for, you know, some sort of a military. Here's what's funny. The Azov Battalion is a highly right-wing military organization. They are part of the Ukrainian National Guard. However, they are ultra-nationalists, Nazi sympathizers, neo-Nazi sympathizers. We fund neo-Nazis right now. There are three groups, Dave. Let's talk about them. You have the Azov Battalion. They are located within the Donbas region. As we know, a very contested region between the Donetsk and the Luhansk people, the ones that are trying to become their own republics, independent countries, I'm guessing, within themselves, aligning also with Russia. And that, Dave, is where you're going to have a point of contention. Because within the Donbas region, this is where this ultra-nationalist neo-Nazi battalion is, mm-hmm. about 900 men, and they call them their special operations. This is where the Chechens will more than likely get inserted. This is where the Wagner Group did get inserted. Now, the Wagner Group is a mercenary organization that Russia utilizes. I believe they're also used in Syria. And with that, what you have are Russian mercenaries that are now going to start engaging in a three-block warfare or a guerrilla-style warfare with the neo-Nazi Azov Battalion within that contested Donbas region. Dave, if there's going to be any form of genocide, any form of severe human rights violations, it's going to be in that area.
I agree with you, totally.
It'll more than likely be Azov Battalion killing anybody that is of Russian origin, descent, or dissenting to Russia. You have a lot of Delta Papas out there, a lot of displaced persons. The option to open up corridors into Russia when they were at the table with Ukraine recently was presented. Ukraine denied it. They want everyone to go west. Russia's saying, well, if they want to come east into our territory, then just let them. Let's not have the civilians be bombarded or caught in the crossfire of our militaries. However, Ukraine denied that. That should be noted. If this was about peace, if this was about resolving something, man, if you want to leave, pack your bags and go. We don't want you here anyways. If you don't want to be with Ukraine, then go to Mother Russia, enjoy the KGB. That's what I would say. You know what I mean? That's what I would say. But you have a ultra-nationalistic movement that's been around since 1946, because if you go back into history, if you take that onion and you peel it back a couple times, you're going to find that from 1939 to 1945, Ukraine was a large part of the SS movement. They were a large part of the SS movement. Not only that, but the Ukrainians were also a large part of Operation Barbarossa, where Heinrich Himmler, the head of the SS, was in charge of the invasion into Russia. Now, obviously, it didn't bode so well for either side. Russia, during that engagement, had, I think it was, close to over 1 million soldiers that were captured. Many of them were executed. Hundreds of thousands executed or starved. Then they were put into displaced camps like concentration camps. And that's also where the Ukrainians, neo-Nazi fascists that were part of that, were also stationed. Now, they would have a German SS officer that would be in charge of them. But the atrocities, many came from the Ukrainian neo-Nazi movement. Now, you have to understand something when we talk about history. In the realms of warfare, you must understand your opponent. You must know their history, and you must be teaching your people as to why we are attacking, knowing their history, so that we all have common ground of where we're standing, because you're not just going to be charging into the streets willy-nilly shooting everyone that comes. You're going to be talking to people. You're going to be engaging with the populace, either for investigatory reasons or for gaining intel. Now, you have to know who you're talking to. When we invaded into Iraq, all of us, especially in the Marine Corps, we were trained about the Iraqis, the Sunni, the Shia, the different regions you were going to, the conflicts that were there. You learned about Iraq. You learned about their politics, their corruption, and you learned about, quote, why we're there. And that is where counterinsurgency operations, honestly, excels for that environment. Same environment is now being levied in Ukraine. You have a military from the Ukrainians. You have a National Guard from the Ukrainians. You have the police from the Ukrainians. And then you have the civilian militias that were armed by President Volodymyr Zelensky. And they're spread out all over the place. Not to mention the mafia, the crime organizations. They're in there, and they are key components of that too. Because while all this is going on, they're smuggling drugs and people and child pornography and, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop and crack pipes. However, we have to understand there's a level of culpability here. When atrocities start to happen, who is it, Dave, that's going to be finding out where the money to pay for the atrocities was funneled from? When you talk about organizations from America that are sending clothing, bullets, body armor, weapons, any type of logistical support, if it gets ferried over into Ukraine, as it is, once it gets there, how does it get dispersed? Who takes control of these items, and who is responsible for the chain of command of dispersing said items? Well, wherever they go, if they are tied to a human rights violation, if they are tied to genocide, you just became culpable in the crime. Regardless if you know it or not. If you wanted to send pillows there and slippers, well, guess what? You just let the neo-Nazis have a comfortable night. There are levels of culpability here that people don't understand, because you have the Azov Battalion and other neo-Nazi groups like Svoboda, the Right Sector, the Narodny Rukh People's Movement, all three, to include the Azov Battalion, so that's four well-known, well-established neo-Nazi groups. The media, from Fox News to CNN, MSNBC, and every online publication that's out there, are claiming that we should be supporting these groups even though they're neo-Nazis, because they are fighting against Moscow. Moscow! Let's go back to history, ladies and gentlemen. Russia has a beef with Nazis. 12 million estimate murders. 12 million estimated murders from neo-Nazis against Russians. During the campaign, Adolf Hitler said that the Slavic people were a lesser people, that he wanted to have an eastward expansion capturing territory for the Aryan nation. So the people of Russia, in other Slavic nations, they have a right to complain. He has a right to be wary. If this had happened in America and it came from Mexico or Canada, and then it started to pop up again, what do you think the American government would do? We would bomb the living hell out of them. We would invade. We would be doing counterinsurgency operations. We would be doing regime change. Instead, I want you to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's connect the dots. Neo-Nazis operating through the Ukrainian government, Ukrainian military, Azov Battalion, is part of the Ukrainian military. They know they're neo-Nazis, and it's allowed. They've been around since like 2012, I believe. They've been around for a while, and they know they're Nazis. They are a folk hero type group that's in Ukraine. Let's consider the frame of mind of Ukrainians now. Now, this is not everybody, but if you're going to fight a war, these are the men and women that we are going to face. So let's know the enemy. When we talk about funneling money, Joe Biden recently gave over $150 million to George Soros, who was a Nazi collaborator in Germany in World War II. A known, he himself, during a 60-minute interview, said he was a Nazi collaborator, said it was the greatest experience of his life. All right? He was just given money to then give to the Ukrainians. Who the hell do you think he's going to fund?
Yeah.
The Nazis going to give money to Nazis. The Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, her grandfather was a Nazi. Where are we seeing and finding multiple videos and photos of her, not Photoshop, real propaganda photos of her in Ukraine with the right sector, with Svoboda, with the Narundi Ruk People's Movement, with the Azov Battalion? Nazis never went anywhere, Dave. They are alive and doing well. We have to understand, Joe Biden is willfully sending money, your tax dollars, without your permission, to Nazis, to fund Nazis who are fighting communists. But so what? So what that they're fighting the communist army of Russia? It's not the dog, it's not our dog and our fight. Why do we care right now about their border when we have God knows what coming through ours?
Yeah.
We know what's coming through our border. We know it. Yet we do nothing. We don't fund it. If anything, we hamper it. We make it harder to be selected through the Border Patrol processing. We are in a serious battle of wills right now. America, the only thing that you know is what Fox News tells you, CNN, or what you found on Yahoo News or Twitter that day. And you see all these people, Dave, all these important people with a blue check mark next to their name with the Ukrainian flag saying, I am in support and solidarity with them. Do you know who you're supporting? Have you done your research? Where are you sending your donations to? Because all the other places, all the other platforms where you could send donations to the Freedom Convoy were completely taken by the government and fined then by the government of Canada. But if you support the neo-Nazis, Dave, do you get an applaud? Do you get a plaque or an award? We live in a clown world. We live in a upside-down world where good is called evil and evil is called good. Where Nazis are considered a good thing because they're fighting the evil Russians. Listen, Red Dawn is a fantastical, theatrical theory to chew around and to, you know, have a very cool conversation about what would we do, Wolverines, Civil War. You know, you can go in all different types of directions, all right? But let's be realistic for a second. Be very, very realistic. If Russia wanted Ukraine, it would be leveled. If Russia wanted to kill every man and woman and child in Ukraine, we would have a million body bags. If Russia wanted Ukraine, it would have been taken. By day 4, would have been taken. All this, chest pounding that the Ukrainians are killing so many Russians. I don't believe it. Vladimir Zelensky is saying that there's over 11,000 Russian soldiers that have been killed so far.
I don't believe that either, do you?
I don't believe that. That's more than what we lost in Iraq. No way. Absolutely not. They have NVGs. They have thermals. They have tanks. They have fast wing. They have helicopters. They have armored troop carriers. They have drones. They're hitting them with cyber attacks. I haven't yet seen an entire city leveled. Are they shelling the cities? Yes. Are they rocketing the cities? Yes. Are civilians dying because someone's not aiming very well? Absolutely. I'm not a Russian apologist. I'm just telling you what is actually happening upon the battlefield. But
let me ask you a question before you go
I'm
any
not
further,
because
you hit a really important point there that I want to hit on. I've had people come on my show and tell me that there are landmines on the refugee routes that the Russians are allowing, and the Russians are being accused of planting them. If this is true, and I do think there's enough evidence to say it's happening, is it the work of the Nazis and not the Russian army? I mean, is it a false flag? Is it Russian mercenaries they're using? What do you think, Doug?
Your guess is as good as mine. The Chechens are there. The Wagner group's there. You have Russian separatists that are Ukrainians. You have common criminals. You also have, more than likely, the Chinese there. Okay, don't forget about that. We probably have some three-letter agency bubbas that are working there as well. You also have people from around the world who are coming to join the Ukrainians, but also the Russians. As strange as that is, Americans are coming to join the Russians. You have a lot of veterans who are trying to get into Ukraine right now because they believe they're fighting for freedom. My problem with this is that during the fog of war, no one really knows what's happening. Are IEDs being set, improvised explosive devices? Most assuredly. Someone has to teach them how to make that, though. Someone has to teach people the proper chemicals to combine together to make the explosive, and then how to make the charge, where are they getting the debt fuse? Are they using a command debt? Is it a suicide? Is it a victim-operated explosive device? There are many different variations of these bombs, not just anti-tank mines, anti-personnel mines. Where did the mines come from? Are they Russian? Are they Italian? Are they French? Are they German? Are they American? Are they Ukrainian? Here's our problem. Who can you trust in the media? Can you trust Moscow, Dave?
No.
Can you trust the Ukrainians, the third most corrupt government in the world? No. Can you trust the American government? We made an empire out of lying our way into wars. So my answer is no. What about NATO? More than likely not. You have too many moving parts. There's too many groups. Would I put it past Vladimir Zelensky to pay a separatist group, a hyper-nationalist neo-Nazi group, to stage atrocities against their own people, to then blame it upon Russia, so that America would be forced into the war, NATO would be forced into the war? Absolutely not. I would not put it past them. I'm not saying that's who that man is. Now, I don't know Vladimir Zelensky. I've done my research on him, and based off my research, that's a strange guy, a very strange guy. But if he's being honestly patriotic, if he's being honest about loving his country, wanting to defend his country, I can't not support that, okay? I'm not saying the Russians are the good guys here. But not too long ago, Vladimir Putin said one of the reasons why he's going into Ukraine is to rid them of the neo-Nazis. Dave, there is truth there. There is absolute truth that there are neo-Nazi, not just affiliated terrorist organizations, but an actual military branch, the Azov Battalion. The Azov Battalion, by Facebook a couple years ago, was banned, along with Twitter, to ever be able to speak online. They considered them to be the same as ISIS and the Ku Klux Klan, though I don't know why anyone doesn't ever throw the Black Panthers on that, but whatever. Now, Meta, which is no longer Facebook, it's Meta, says it's they are allowing the praise to be spoken of about the Azov Battalion and these other neo-Nazi groups because, well, they're fighting the Russian boogeyman. What hypocrisy. Donald Trump still can't tweet. Marjorie Taylor Greene still can't tweet. They haven't committed genocide on anybody. If anything, they've spoken out against all these wars. There's a controlled narrative here, Dave. We've talked about this much. They are building a narrative, like building a bridge, okay? When we talk about building narratives, we are building bridges from point A to point B. Point A of the bridge would be Russia invading into Ukraine. Point B is whatever we can do to get the NATO allies to accept us into NATO, to accept us into the Ukraine, and then now we finally officially can have these memberships bring their militaries in, and we can seize our government and, you know, push back Russia. But I would be willing to bet you when NATO steps into Ukraine, they don't stop till they get to Moscow. And Putin knows that. Putin is very aware of that. He's a very proud man, former KGB, wants the Soviet Union back, wants the Western governments off of his territory. All right, that is the playing field. Let's take into consideration, though, when you put a stranglehold upon the economy of Russia, you force them into the arms of China. China is funding both sides of this war right now. As everybody's aware, we have recently canceled the pipeline that was delivering 680,000 plus barrels of oil a day from Russia to the United States. We could double that if we opened the Keystone pipeline, if we opened the XL pipeline. Biden said that, well, you know, I'm not hindering the oil companies in this country. They can still drill for oil if they want. Okay, maybe that's true, Biden. But when are you going to sign their permits? He said there's over 9,000 permits. They can start drilling whenever they want. That's a half-truth because he hasn't signed any of them. But yet he's going to pull into our oil reserve. What does that do when we start to dwindle down our oil reserve and then America walks itself into a war because of our warmongering politicians? Well, then the barrel of oil that was worth $125 this morning, because we cut the pipeline to Russia, will probably be $200 in a week and grow from there. When we can't even have that anymore, it'll be $500 a barrel. Look, we're trying to go to Venezuela to get oil. They're telling us no. We went to Saudi Arabia to get oil. They told us no. Now Biden is going to Iran. Freaking Iran.
It's bullcrap. He should be going to Texas and Oklahoma and Pennsylvania and Alaska and saying we need oil. He is deliberately screwing the American people by withholding domestic oil that we could get at a cheap price.
If your oil, and it's absolutely true, when your oil starts to go up, so does your food. So does your food. Your cost of living's not going up, and you're still expected to pay your bills and pay your taxes, though. But when you can't afford to drive, how do you go to work? Well, do we all start to get on the city bus now? Do we all start to carpool together? For how long?
Yeah.
What about COVID? COVID didn't go away, even though Biden and the rest of the politicians said, oh, well, no, now COVID's gone because we have war with Russia. They follow narratives. They follow events. We've said this before on the show. We'll continue to say it. What you are seeing is event-driven. It's always event-driven. They can't lose the narrative. Black Lives Matter. We will storm the world and burn the world down because of George Floyd. There's an event driving the political party to Donald Trump getting out of office. And then all of the scandals. Well, here's another event, COVID. And then here's another event, all the deaths. And we'll propagandize all the deaths. And then the vaccines. And then we'll propagandize all the vaccines. And then now, you have to take the vaccine or you'll be fired, or you don't have to take the vaccine, but you have to wear the mask or you'll be fired. Well, now all that's gone. Now we get war with Russia. These people, Dave, They play with our lives. They play with the money that we have to make to feed our children. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our kids. They want to send your kids to Ukraine so they can fight the Russians. Not their kids, our kids. They want to send veterans like me back overseas. Well, I don't think they can take me. I'm kind of broke. But they want, they're so war hungry. Just like sweetheart Lindsey Graham. Hey, somebody in Russia should assassinate Vladimir Putin. Who the hell is this guy? Go grab your rifle and then go to Moscow, Lindsey, and go show us how it's done. You absolute coward. That's how you get wars started. If you've never been in a war zone, you don't ever want to be in a war zone. It's not a video game. When you see dead kids, it's not a video game. When you smell people burning, it's not a video game. And these people, these monsters that are our politicians, they play with our lives. They play with our incomes and our retirements. And while we're all suffering, they're out getting five-star dinners at Martha's Vineyard. There needs to be something done in this country. And I'm of the cusp of thinking that we're not far away from that. When the midterms happen in the summer, Dave, what's the next event? I got to drink water.
Well, I think the next event is there won't be an election in November. And I'm going to point to Harris County in Houston as case in point. The 75% of the people I saw polled, and I'll get to the Harris County thing in a second, disapprove of the way Biden's handling Ukraine, the oil situation. That cuts into Democrats, so let me get right to the point. 10 judges, Democratic judges, were up for renomination and approval in Harris County, and only Democrats voted in this primary. So it's Democrats voting for Democratic incumbents. 10 out of 10 got swept from office. They're losing the Democratic Party. The rank and file are saying, see ya. I wouldn't want to be you. And they're out of here. And everyone that Trump recommended and endorsed in the Republican primaries won, except one guy, and he got the most votes, and he's involved in a runoff because no one got 50%. So there you have the dichotomy of what's going on politically, and this is something that's not lost on these people. And as we look at this going forward, no amount of Dominion voting machines and ballot stuffing can overturn what's coming. By the time we get to $10, $12 a gallon of gas, it's going to be 90% of the people are against this administration. They don't dare let there be an election because two things will happen. One, they won't just be unelected and be on the street. Two, Merrick Garland will be prosecuted for conflicts of interest with profiteering on critical race theory and using his office to subjugate and persecute people who protest at school board meetings. You have Biden. The Ukraine thing will bite him in the butt, and Hunter Biden and Joe might share the same cell. Kamala Harris will be held accountable for her child sex cover-ups in Alameda County, California, when she was the district attorney and when she was state attorney general. I could go right down the list. All these people are going to jail. Mitt Romney is going to jail. All these people are going to jail. John Kerry and Obama are going to jail. That's what's going to happen if there's an election. And what? Because look at 31 Democrats have already announced they're not running for re-election. They're headed for the exits. They know they're going to get their backside handed to them. These people will start a nuclear war in Washington, D.C. to stop an election. They'll plant nuclear bombs around the country and detonate them if it stops the election. They don't put anything past these people. You know, in this world, you either serve Satan or you serve Jesus. You can do it by neglect, but you're still on one side or the other. Most of these people in positions of power are overtly Satan. Everyone knows about Hillary. But what we don't know about is this is common with the elite. They look the other way with child sex trafficking at the border, and there's another charge for Harris and Biden, facilitating child sex trafficking, fentanyl deaths through criminal neglect of Article 42 with the border laws. So they won't have an election. There's not going to be an election, Doug. I'm convinced of this. Well, they will do whatever they got to do to stop it.
As we speak, coming across the border is something now worse than fentanyl, made by communist Chinese scientists that are teaching people in Mexico how to make this. It's more lethal and more addictive than fentanyl. I don't know if we have a nomenclature for it yet, but the rumors are out there. It is being found. Here's another thing. There's an uptick of women coming across the border. Stand by for this one. Shield your children's ears. That are smuggling fentanyl in their private parts, crossing the border, and that's how the drugs are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's your human trafficking. Not only that, same women then get sold for sex slaves in America. Think about that. Who's buying them? Well, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein can't tell us anymore, can they? You know, it's the... I'm gonna tell you something that I'm working on. And I welcome anybody's information that wants to throw down with me on this. You can go to AmericanVindictaShow.com and you can email me every bit of evidence that you find. It will be compiled. Just make sure it's good. I'm going to introduce you to Project Patsy. Somewhere in a secret place, a meeting was taking place to decide the fate of the United States. After the meeting, a well-known figure was considered the perfect presidential candidate for what we are soon to experience. Someone out there said, we need a frail, crazy, old pervert of a man with very little world experience who is starting to have dementia. A history of corruption, can be easily blackmailed, easily manipulated, and he must be able to willfully undermine the U.S. Constitution. Well, they found Joe Biden. Joe Biden will be blamed for every atrocity we will face in the upcoming future. The Afghanistan withdrawal, shutting down our pipelines, only to turn around and buy oil from our enemies, funding terrorism in Ukraine, January 6th. It can only get worse from here. Soon we will have $7 a gallon for gas. And he says it's your fault.
Yeah,
he says it's we the people's fault. Riots come on the heels of economic downturns. And so do the protests. It starts off with the protest movements. Then it turns into the rioting. How much longer can this country take destabilization before we have our own revolution? That's what I believe. Dave, I think you can probably add to this. That's what I believe the politicians, the evil ones, the purveyors of nonsense, I think that's what they want. I think they want a revolution to happen in this country, and they are obviously funding it. They want civil war. They want people to attack government buildings. They want people to attack their police. They want people to attack each other. They want to spin you out of control, pulling on your heartstrings, using emotional responses instead of giving you factual-based information. There's something that I've always said about conservatives and then the crazy damn left. The crazy left will always try to pull on the heartstrings. Well, look at this innocent, poor person. Oh, poor him. Pat him on the back. Police are so bad. And then you have factual people from the conservative side. Well, yeah, you know, he's been arrested 29 times for felonies and served 9 prison sentences. Go figure, he died in his profession of being a criminal. That's where America lies right now. America's divided just amongst people who wore masks or didn't wear masks, took a vaccine or didn't take a vaccine, voted for Biden or God help you if you voted for Trump. We are so close to having a civil war in this country. The left themselves are saying it because it worries them. You know why it worries them? Nuremberg trials. That's why it worries them. Because if we have a civil war in the country and the right take power, Nuremberg trials will happen. And during the Nuremberg trials, the doctors, the lawyers, the scientists, the police, the military, and the media were hung. That's what's at risk.
I think that's a very good point. We got to step aside just for a second here, Doug, for a break. And let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm involved in this investment group with Trade Genius, and they're making money hand over fist. And you can see that on YouTube if you want to go look it up. But I want to tell you what I'm going to do with the money that I'm making. I'm turning around and I'm buying gold, silver, and Bitcoin opportunities from Noble Gold. And it's not the money that you make is as important as the money that you keep. Excuse me. And I'm telling you that Noble Gold has diversified my income, and they've tweaked it a couple of times since. I used to just be an advertiser. And I'm telling you right now, you need to be involved with Noble Gold. You need to get out of the bank except for operating capital. And you need to be in precious metals. And then you need to hide those precious metals. I'm not joking you. And you need to keep it. Don't keep it in a vault. If you don't hold it in your hand, you don't own it. So what do? Go to goldbeforelate.com. That's gold before, the word before, late.com, and get started today. And there's no pressure. I mean, you will have to push them, and they will send you free material. If you go to their website, fill out the little form, and then you'll have to call them. And just take it from me. I'm a walking testimonial. You will make money on the exchange. And you'll come out the other side of this catastrophe, assuming we all survive what's coming. But if we come out the other side, you're going to survive where other people hung onto the cash and got killed in the banks. So, goldbeforelate.com. We're speaking with Doug Thornton, and wide background. Let's just call it what it is. He's got such diverse experience, and he's modest about it. I'm telling you, he's been a Marine, he's been a contractor, and he's been with DHS. And he's been in hot spots all over the world, including Portland and so forth, the border. And when he's talking to you about these things, you should listen, because he has a perspective that the average person on the street does not have. And so, Doug, let's go back to kind of summarize where we've been tonight. We were talking about the atrocities being committed in Ukraine, and there's no question there's atrocities, and the announcement that they're going to start targeting Russians, they're taking no prisoners. It's kind of like the Japanese in the final days of World War II with the bonsai mentality. And then we talked about the politics, keeping it going, the oil situation, the corruption of our government. And we even de-evolved with yours truly in talking about why I don't believe there's going to be an election in November. I don't, because they know they can't win. The ruling party cannot win, so they'll do whatever they have to do. And so with all that being said, what's next? What do we need to cover in the brief time we have left?
I know we say it all the time, but I'm going to say it again. You should still be preparing. Now, you can go any different route that you want. You can go through our affiliates, or you can just go to the store and buy food. I don't care at this point in time what food it is. If Ukraine joins NATO, as what we're being told is being proposed, that means nuclear war. The potential for nuclear war just spiked. Russia cannot allow Ukraine to be a member of NATO. They will not allow it. And the moment American and NATO forces are fighting the forces of Moscow, we will potentially see the entire world come down on Russia, which is what I think is going to happen. I think we are looking at the precipice of regime change in Russia. All this has to do with the New World Order, all of it. Do not let your spineless pastors and preachers out there pat you on the head and tell you that everything's going to be okay. We are seeing Bible prophecy being fulfilled in front of us. It's miraculous times to be living at, but it's scary at times. You need to consider the fact that if you don't have food, if you don't have water, you don't have guns, you don't have precious metals, if you're not in good shape right now, it's never not a bad time to get outside and just start walking, right? You need to be preparing yourself for the eventuality of these politicians to screw this up big enough that we get hit with a cybersecurity bomb, that they take down the grid, they take down the banking system, and then what? Just ask the people of Russia how they're dealing with after the banks and MasterCard and Visa is no longer servicing them.
Yeah.
What do they do? Overnight, they lost everything. Look at Canada. God forbid you support something that's conservative and freedom-based. Overnight, you were told by your government you're now the enemy. This is not a stabilized world that we live in anymore. It's being run by madmen, warmongers, Satanists, New World Order, communists, whatever you want to label them, bad people. They don't have your best interests at heart. It is up to you to be your own first responder. It is up to you to save yourself and your family, albeit you should be praying to Jesus. That is our hope and our Savior. But it's you who has to take yourself to the gym and get in shape. It's you who have to take yourself to the firing range and learn your weapon system. It's you who needs to branch out and make friends and allies in your area. Because, Dave, when everything collapses, do you really want to be on your own?
No.
Do you really want to not know who your neighbors are until, bam, lights are out and now people are knocking on your door? Prepare now. Learn your area now. Your area of operations, when prophecy hits the fan, is going to be as far as your gas tank will go and as far as you are comfortable from leaving home base, which is more likely where your family's going to be. Because when prophecy hits the fan, if it's the nuclear bomb, if it's the cyber outage, if it's the EMP, whatever you want to call it, you're going to need allies. You're going to need supplies. It is going to be too dang late when the computer stopped working and your phone doesn't work and now you can't use your credit card. Dave, go pull money out of the ATM. There's another thing. Have at least $500 to $1,000 in cash because for a while it'll be used. And then you'll have to go to bartering. Have something worth bartering. That's why I live on a farm. Trust me, when you're hungry, you'll be giving me your gold for my chicken eggs. You will be.
That's true.
And everyone out there who thinks differently, let's see how long you last. Because there's also another element of people out there who are just willing and waiting to take what is yours. Because they pay attention to people who have guns or who don't have guns. They pay attention to people who had the Beto O'Rourke sign or the Trump sign. They're not going to the MAGA sign. They're going to the Beto O'Rourke sign because I know that idiot didn't want guns. So more likely their supporter and voter doesn't have guns. That's who I'm going to go rob. Not saying me, but that's who the bad guys will target. Make yourself a hard target. You have the ability right now to harden your complex. You have the ability to harden your lifestyle. You can go buy a generator. Have gas and oil for that generator. If the power goes out, at least you have something. But if you're the only one with power in your area, you just spotlighted yourself. So you have to take all these different things into consideration. If you have a bug out location, right now is the time to dust off the map. Go check it out. Move your resources there now if you need to. And remember, water purification. Water purification. If worse things happen, if there's nuclear fallout, all right, and hear me out, Dave, if a nuclear bomb goes off anywhere within the vicinity of where you live, do not be killing animals and eating them.
Exactly.
They're going to be eating the ground that's contaminated with nuclear poison. Same for your water source. Go away from that. I don't know how many times we have to tell people this, Dave, but they're not listening. For the most part, they're not listening. Get out of the cities. They have a nuke aimed at them. If mutually assured destruction is on the table, who is playing chicken here? It's going to be NATO and Russia. Who do you think's the bigger chicken, Dave?
I'm laughing because that's why I'm living out in the country. That wasn't the only consideration. I wanted to get away from the gangs, as you know, I had a family. But it's interesting. You live in the country. I live in the country. Bob Griswold lives in the country. Ted Brewer lives away from the city. There's a reason why we all do. And what you're hearing here from Doug is absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. And you say, well, I just can't pack up and leave. Well, okay. I think you see where this is headed. We talked about this before we went on air tonight. There's real noise being made about Ukraine joining NATO. That's World War III automatic. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And once again, we're not Russian apologists here. You just have to learn how to view the side of the other people. That is an encroachment upon Moscow. Ukraine is right there within a stone's throw from Moscow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would he allow airstrips and nuclear bombers to put right there on his doorstep? No. Would we allow Russia to put enemy troops on the Mexican border? Absolutely not. Would we allow the communist Chinese to be sprinkled all throughout Canada? Oh, hold on. Oh, we did.
Or through the Sierra Madres in Mexico? Oh, we already did. Yeah.
Yep.
Or the UN on American soil? Oh, we did. Chinese troops at these inland ports and solar facilities? Oh, we did. Yeah, folks are already here. They're already here. In one sense, Red Dawn's already begun. We got to do a show on Red Dawn. I know we're planning to get together. Just let me know when, because I have a lot to say about that. I've been digging into this. But Doug, you're right on the money with what you're saying. And how does this comment sit with you? Putin, Zelensky, and Biden, all three criminal thugs, just a different flavor.
That's who runs the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. That's who runs the world right now. And I will say this, for anyone that listens to the American Vindictus Show, we do now have a YouTube channel. We'll see how long that lasts. The Connecting the Dots for Red Dawn, me and Davis collaborated on this. That's going to start being put onto YouTube along with a bunch of other stuff. And the show will be branched out to other places. But listen, the Common Sense Show TV is a great platform to watch some very interesting interviews with people you typically don't get to see very much. It's $2.99 a month behind the firewall for you to be able to purchase that. I think it's worth it. I watch it. You know, I mean, $2.99 a month, that's a hot dog and some Reese's. So, you know, it's worth having this. It's worth spreading the message of what Dave Hodges is doing. Just go to thecommonsenseshow.com and you can look at these articles. I can't tell you how many times me and Dave have sat there and we've done interviews, and Dave can go, oh, look, I talked about this in 2014, 2012. Dave is one of those people that is, I would say, very, very into the world, into his investigations, and it's some of the best stuff that's out there on the internet. So
I appreciate that, but you know what? You know what I've become, and this is why I can do what you just said. It's just a matter of being around longer than anybody else. I've had a radio show for 15 years, and now I'm on TV, and I've been writing since 2003 against the John McCain cartel that tried to steal my community's properties out here in rural Maricopa County, and that's how I got the start. And I started collecting stuff, and you just talked about a couple of the anomalies. And I simply said, this isn't right, but I didn't have context. Today, I understand what's going on, such as training Ukrainian prosecutors not to prosecute American politicians. We trained them in the Obama administration how to avoid ensnaring politicians and their families. So criminal. I published that 7 years ago. I'm going to publish it again tomorrow. Hey, Doug, we got about 20 seconds left. Tell people how they can listen to you.
All right, so the American Vindictus Show is on Global Star Radio. We are now on at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Also on KYAH radio out there in Utah. That's between 4 and 5 p.m. Mountain Time. So big shout out to KYAH. And also on YouTube, so you can go to the American Vindicta Show. You can watch tonight's episode with Bob Griswold's hour and a half long, amazing stuff that Bob went over. So that's me for right now.
Okay, and it's good stuff. I'm telling you, I just subscribed to your YouTube channel, by the way. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'd suggest you do the same thing. And check him out over on Global Star and KYH. Stop following me, Bob. I look over my shoulder, and there you are. We're on the same networks now. Anyway, thanks for coming on, and I'll be in touch with you tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in. Good night.